Hi, Greg. What's on your mind, sir?
Yeah, hi. Yeah, bless you and your clinic and your radio show and all you do. I've been a longtime listener and just benefit immensely all the time. Let's see. 2 weeks ago, I talked to you about a MRSA on my leg.
Yes, sir.
And I wanted to just report that it really helped to do that mixture of colloidal silver and the MSO. But so that really calmed down what looked like active, you know, really bad stuff going on. But my leg is still swollen. In fact, today it's a little more swollen.
Oops.
So I'm wondering if that's a sign that there's actually something internal to my leg going on, or what I can do on that. I do use MMS as my antibiotic. I'm real experienced with that. Maybe I should just up that, or just wondering if you have any suggestions.
Have you had that looked at by a doctor now?
Yeah, I have. I mean, originally it got to the point where I went to the ER at the VA and a couple times, you know, one to come back and have the drain pulled back out, and then another time to just have a wound check and find out what happened with the cultures that they did. And they didn't find anything in my blood, but they did find, you know, the MRSA in the wound. But since then, I have not.
Okay. Well, sir, this is a circumstance where I might be considering, if I were working with someone with the same problem, the use of ultraviolet blood irradiation. You probably heard me, if you've listened to this program before, carry on about the report from Harvard, of all places, that was entitled Ultraviolet Blood Irradiation, The Cure, and they used the word cure that time forgot. And ultraviolet blood irradiation is capable of going to anywhere there's a germ and killing the blinking thing. Recently, within the last 6 months, is recent for me, I guess, I worked with a woman who had a recurrent infection around the hip socket and had been treated with multiple antibiotics. And I also told her about what you just told me about, the colloidal silver and the DMSO, and I also told her about the ultraviolet. She tried the colloidal silver and DMSO also, but doggone it, apparently it killed enough germs that she had an upwelling of a little pus pocket all the way from her hip socket, and she didn't like that much. But we went to the ultraviolet blood irradiation, and that got rid of it, and it had been there for over a year, been treated with antibiotics, hadn't gone away, and so forth. So you might be checking with the doc skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine about the ultraviolet blood irradiation, sir, because that has more of a chance of knocking it out than any of the botanicals or anything else we can think of, actually. In case you didn't know, it was used clear back in the 1940s, and I don't recall exactly the statistics, but over 100 people were treated by the reporting physician, and those who had early or moderate infection, all of the ones with early infection were cured, and all but a few of the ones with moderate infection were cured. And then he came to a category called moribund, which means you're almost dead from your infection, and 50% of those people were cured. So it really does have a good track record, sir, but unfortunately, it's not as easy or simple as taking capsules or rubbing something on. It has to be the blood's taken out, irradiated, and put right back in you so you don't lose any blood. But it's irradiated with ultraviolet, and no, that does not give cancer or anything. It's been around a long time. It does work.
So it sounds like maybe this has gone a little more into my blood than since the culture was done.
Yeah. Or deeper into your tissue, deeper into your tissues, sir. Now remember what I was saying there, it doesn't just treat what's in the blood. It is able to go anywhere there's any little teeny tiny capillaries and somehow kill germs.
Okay. Yeah, I talked to my chiropractor who recommended, he's got a laser light type of thing, and then he also recommended hyperbaric kind of treatments. Is the laser light similar to the ultraviolet?
Could be. I don't know what kind of laser he's using. If it's a frequency that germs don't like and it penetrates deep enough, yeah, that could work. But I don't know. I don't know what he's got and what he's using. Sounds like you've got time to try it and see if it works. And if it does, so much the better. However, the ultraviolet goes everywhere in the body, everywhere the bloodstream goes, and all to all the tissues the blood goes. So if the laser light doesn't work, okay, think about getting the ultraviolet.
Okay. I did just run across a protocol of the MMS, sodium chlorite, that was like 3 drops every hour for 8 hours a day. That seems, is that something that could attack it sufficiently?
You did say MMS?
Yeah.
Okay, folks, for those who haven't heard of MMS, MMS stands for Miracle Mineral Solution. It's now known as MMS because the inventor of that was so badly persecuted by the authorities, who just did not like the fact that something as simple as this compound, and you can look it up online to find out what it is, something as simple as this compound could actually cure diseases. And in African countries where certain diseases are endemic, it was killing it off left and right. But, you know, we can't have that because it's not patentable and you can't sell it at a big old price. So we kind of have to come after it and try to wipe it out, even though it's safe and can be very effective. So if you want to read about it, folks, just put in MMS infection and then the word infection or something like that. You can read about it. But back to you, sir. Yes, that could work too.
Okay. All right. Well, appreciate all that. And, you know, you're going to give a report later. Thank you so much.
I'm glad you continue to work on it and monitoring it closely, though, and talking to your chiropractor. That's always a help. So I'm glad you are, sir.
All right. Take care.